And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat, and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And he shall offer the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof, and the whole rump, it shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the fat of the bullock, and of the ram, the rump, and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys, and the caul above the liver. Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. When he was gone out, his servants came. And when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, Surely he covereth his feet in his summer chamber. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he? Because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh collops of fat on his flanks. Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that covereth the transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light.